everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And it is a little bit after 9 o'clock, about a minute or two after 9. And that must mean news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom. Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, Plaxico Burress has been on everyone's mind this week after the football player shot himself in the leg with an unlicensed gun.
Oh,
and people are starting to weigh in on what they think should happen to him. One such citizen with something to say is New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah.
In this clip, Bloomberg tells the news media exactly how he thinks Plaxico's case should be handled.
Now, this guy plays for the Giants, right?
Yes.
And they're having a great year. And this guy might screw it up. Is that right?
Well, he's been out of it anyway, but he might be out of it for a while.
All right. Here's Mayor Bloomberg, everybody. It's Mayor Bloomberg. Here we go.
If you carry a loaded handgun, you go to automatic 3.5 years in the slammer. And I don't think that anybody should be exempt from that. And I think it'd be an outrage if we didn't prosecute to the fullest extent of the law.
Fantastic.
Wow.
All right. Well, the mayor has spoken. No leniency here.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know how many guys are carrying firearms to protect their families?
Yeah.
And but 3.5 years, that's a long
time. That's a long time. But don't
just
you
just carrying
think,
it, you get 3.5 years?
Yeah.
And Christ out of
and
here.
He's licensed, but not in New York. He has a license.
They should
out
let
of
him
state.
Go.
Yeah.
God almighty.
Yeah.
The guy's got a gun on him. What the hell can he do?
Well, I guess in related news, if you just isolated part of that clip from Mayor Bloomberg, it sounds like the beginning to a perfectly lovely gay porno.
All right, let's listen to it again.
If you carry a loaded handgun, you go to automatic 3.5 years in the slammer.
Yeah.
And I don't think that anybody should be exempt from that. And I think it'd be an outrage.
Just hearing
yes.
Mr. Bloomberg say slammer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so what else is going on in the news?
Well,
there?
With President Bush transitioning out of the White House during one of the worst recessions in history in this country, the president sat down with Charles Gibson on the ABC Nightly News to talk about the state of the economy today.
Right.
In this clip, Bush maintains that this problem started long before his presidency.
Oh, boy. All right, here we go.
You know, I've been the president during this period of time, but I think when the history of this period is written, people will realize a lot of the decisions that were made on Wall Street took place over... you know, a decade or so before I arrived in president, during I arrived in president. I'm sorry it's happening, of course. Obviously, I don't like the idea of people losing jobs or being worried about their 401ks. On the other hand, the American people got to know that we will safeguard the system. I mean, we're in, and if we need to be in more, we will.
All right, there you go. I don't know what that means. But,
yeah, I was just going to ask if you could decode that.
I guess that means that we'll keep pumping money into the system until it makes a breakthrough.
Well, see, the first half of his statement sounded like, you know, he's so checked out. He's like, hey, what are you going to do? You know, it's over. What are you going to do?
Do?
But then he was like, but, you know, we'll do our best to safeguard the system.
Yeah, they're going to try to revive this thing. I don't know how they're going to do it, though.
Mm-hmm. We wish them luck.
And thank God, once January 20th comes around, the Bush bashing will, I guess, quit, huh?
Totally.
Yeah, I hope so. Wouldn't that be great? I don't know what you're going to do with the news after Bush leaves. All right, what else going on with the news?
Well, in entertainment news, film star and Angelina Jolie's significant other, Brad Pitt, stopped by Larry King Live to talk about his life and various upcoming projects. In this clip, Pitt humors Larry by entertaining an interrogation about his facial hair.
All right, whoa. Here we go.
I must ask, Brad, what's the mustache for?
It's political, Larry. It's political. I'm making a stand for men with mustaches. I don't think they get treated fairly.
You got a point.
And I want to change that.
Are you doing a movie where you wear a mustache? Is that it?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I am. I'm currently in Berlin now filming a Quentin Tarantino film. And I am a man with a mustache.
It was harder for her than for you.
That's so great. Larry King has nothing to say.
I am a man with a mustache.
I'm a man with a mustache.
When are people just going to start referring to him as Uncle Larry? Because he's just a fumbling uncle.
It's so great.
And I am a man with a mustache.
That's how you got to reduce it for Larry. What are you playing in your new movie? I'm a guy with a mustache. Oh, okay. How's that going?
And I am a man with a mustache.
So out of it. All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, in local news, a 25-cent tax on paper and plastic grocery bags is being proposed for the new year. Environmentalist Douglas George is the man behind the bill and is doing this in the hopes that it will force consumers to recycle and take the environment seriously. Hmm. And here is George saying a little bit more on that matter.
All right, here we go.
The idea behind the fee is to add value to these bags, and that will then hopefully encourage consumers to bring their own bags.
So he wants everyone to pay 25 cents for a plastic bag and 25 cents for a paper bag?
Yeah.
Or you got to bring your own?
Yeah.
Bring your own bag?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be ironic if that guy choked on one?
If he was strangled.
Yeah,
he just slipped on one.
Yeah,
maybe.
He slipped
cracked
in
his
head
open.
Kitchen and on a plastic bag and then choked on a paper one.
So you're not a fan of the grocery tote?
Listen, we have bigger problems going on right now than paying 25 cents for a bag. The economy's in the toilet.
Yeah, well, maybe that's a way to stimulate the economy.
Do you bring bags to the grocery store?
I do. I have
you
a nice one, and it's insulated like a cooler.
Yeah, my wife brings bags. She brought she brings bags to Gelson's and the Valley or Vons, wherever she's going. And this is sort of cool. At Gelson's in the Valley, if you bring your own paper bags or plastic bags, I don't know if they still do this, but they enter you in a competition or a contest.
Mm-hmm.
They write your name down. They throw it in a big hat. And she won a $25 gift card from Gelson's because she brought her bags.
Wow.
Great story, huh?
That's awesome. Yeah, see, the system works, Tim.
$25 worth of free food, Randy.
$25. That's, I get that.
That's like lunch.
Can I get that?
Yeah. It's like almost a full lunch.
Well, what kind of bag did she bring? Because I could go to Gelson's.
I wonder what the most expensive meal you could consume at one time.
I could make something happen.
I bet you could consume $30,000 worth of food at one meal.
And you're not talking, you know, the trick with like the expensive caviar
on
a cracker.
About. Yeah.
But you're not talking about that. He could do real food.
No.
Not just
he could just do like a, you know, hamburger.
You know, a gold flaked tort or something.
Yeah, like you know, discounted hamburgers.
Yeah, totally.
But you could probably knock off. What's the most you've ever spent at a fast food place? Just for yourself.
Just for myself, probably like $13.
That's a lot of food for one person. Especially since everybody's got a 79-cent deal.
They're jacking you up on the drinks and the desserts.
Yeah, wait, I see. That's where they're putting you over the top,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the drink costs two goddamn dollars.
Yeah, oh, it is amazing. I got a small lemonade for my daughter today at the mall. And it was $2.50 for
$0.08
worth of lemonade.
Yeah.
Like, Christ almighty. I understand why people bring their own food and their own drinks to movies nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, they discourage you, but
they don't look kindly to that kind of activity. Well,
I went to the Arclight. I went to see that Madagascar 2 with my daughter, and I took her there on Sunday. And we I went and bought two tickets for the 5:20 show, and I gave the guy a 20. And I expect to get some change back. He goes, you know, you owe me $2.93. It's $22.
No.
Yeah, almost $23 for me and my daughter to sit there and watch the movie.
And how was it? Was
it a great movie?
Was it $22 worth of movie?
Yeah, I think it was. In this case, it was. I think the animation on that Madagascar 2, back to Africa or out of Africa, I don't know what it is, but it is unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no idea how much time and money and talent it took to put that movie together. But Christ, that is a movie that you know, you look at it sometimes and you go, man, I can't believe that's animation.
Right.
I mean, it's just so
amazing.
Unreal.
Long way from the Fox and the Hound.
I don't mind that because, you know, she sat there for 2 hours and enjoyed it.
Did you ever get your WALL-E money back?
No.
Just checking.
No. But my daughter likes that, too. She likes that WALL-E.
Aww.
She keeps doing that WALL-E.
Now I get cookies.
Yeah, now I go get your cookies later back.
Yeah.
All right, what else going on in the news, Gina?
Well, with the holidays right around the corner, consumers are going to have a few less places to spend their money this season. Yes, Tim. Here we have a list of some of the major retailers that are going to be closing down various store locations. Are you ready? Because this is it's going to take a minute.
Huh? Yeah. All right, what do we got?
All right, kicking off the list, I'm sure you won't be surprised, Circuit City.
Circuit City.
Yeah, filed Chapter 11, as you
love
know.
Love that place.
Ann Taylor, who, you know, I bet your wife is familiar. It's a nice
clothing store. I don't think I've ever been in Ann Taylor.
Well,
maybe one of the reasons they're going out of business.
Yeah, you're probably not going to anytime soon. They are shutting down 117 stores nationwide.
Oh, too bad.
Lane Bryant, which I know your wife is probably not familiar with. It's for larger ladies.
Oh, then she definitely is not. Lane Bryant's for the fat chicks?
Yeah.
How big do you have to be before you're a crossover? Before you have to leave Ann Taylor's and drive over to Lane's?
Let's put it this way. I saw a shirt one time in the window when I lived in New York from Lane Bryant that I really, 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 really wanted. And I asked for their smallest size, and I still had that little moo-moo effect going on. And I'm not, you know, I'm not a 10-year-old ballerina.
That's got to be embarrassing, though, when you've eaten yourself into Lane Bryant. And when you go into Lane Bryant, is it sort of like a guy going into a porno store where there's no eye contact?
No, very much not. They make it so friendly, so user-friendly.
You look great in that girl, that kind of
girl.
Crap. Yeah.
That magenta really brings out your eyes.
Wow, guy's going to love that, man.
Very figure
five. Want me to help you take that to the counter?
Although, I do have a kind of funny story about a plus-size lady. I had a really good friend in New York, and we would go to H&M all the time. But H&M is just for, you know, for the little girls. Well, now they have what's called a body beautiful section. And body beautiful means for the larger ladies. They call it body beautiful. So this was an H&M we hadn't been in before. And my friend goes up to the counter and asks the little, you know, 16-year-old, you know, size 2, excuse me, where can I find my section? And the girl was mortified, didn't know what to say. She goes, what section? What? I don't. And started stumbling. My friend goes, let's not play games. Just upstairs to the right.
Body beautiful.
It's called body beautiful.
I'm a BS in these women. Ooh, you're 380 pounds? Oh, that's body beautiful. You'll find that up the industrial escalator.
Skinny bitches downstairs by the husband.
It's made of titanium, darling. But I really would like to know the mindset behind and how much depression is involved where you now are nothing in Macy's fits you.
Yeah.
And you've got to leave Macy's and make that sad drive to Lane Bryant's.
Yeah.
Do they welcome you?
Very
much
so.
I mean, like, your first time there, they give you a hug and... A sweater.
Slice of cheesecake.
Yeah.
No, I think they keep it, you know, a friendly atmosphere. But you know you're in trouble when you go into a retail store and they're having a big sale and you're there with all your friends. Your friends walk out with 8 bags of clothes and you have accessories. I got a purse and some shoes.
So Lane Bryant's is closing?
150 of them. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know. I don't know now what that means.
All right. Does that mean America's slimming down and we don't need them anymore?
I don't think so. Uh-huh. Also, Fashion Bug and Catherine's clothing.
Are those for fat chicks, too?
No, Fashion Bug's for the teens.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The teens, yeah. Eddie Bauer will close 27 stores and more after January.
I thought he made Jeeps or something.
He has a car, but he's mostly outdoorsy clothes.
Oh, all right. Good luck.
Cachet will close all stores. That's like a underwear brand for the ladies. Talbots is closing all of their stores.
The kids store?
Talbots?
Yeah.
No, it's like a ladies, you know, boring, like trench coats and
that's too bad.
Opaque tights.
So
speaking of which, J. Jill is closing all of their stores.
Oh, I saw J. Jill today, I think, in Topanga Plaza.
I hope you took a picture, yeah.
But they look like they had some nice stuff in there.
Doesn't matter.
My daughter stopped and goes, hey, look, there's some beautiful stuff in there. And they're closing.
Did
J.
She?
Jill?
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah. The Gap is closing 85 stores.
No, really?
Yes. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Losing that lease, man.
Wait a minute, The Gap?
The Gap.
I thought The Gap was still hotter than hell.
It is, but I don't know if that necessarily matters. They just, you know, one decimal in the wrong place and that budget is gone. They got to make up for it somehow.
Love The Gap.
Foot Locker is closing 140 stores with more to close after January.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What are these guys going to do, go back to a refereeing football game?
They have the outfit.
How about that? You work at a shoe store, so you realize, you know, most of your dreams have blown up. And then they make you put on a referee's outfit.
Yeah.
With the whistle.
Exactly.
You know.
So,
then when you go to check out, they ask if you want to buy socks. Yeah. And then you're looking at the scoreboard, and you're like, oh, the date's wrong on the scoreboard.
Can I interest you in some shoelaces and your offsides?
Jesus Christ. I tell you, people stand so much effing humiliation in their life.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to be a writer. I tried to be a performer, an actor. I got into writing newspaper writing. Then I worked for my dad's company, and everything blew up. So now I'm at Foot Locker wearing a referee's outfit. Yeah. And now they're telling me that might work out because they might close down.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Turns out I'm slinging pumas.
Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ.
Whole economy's in the toilet.
Wix Furniture is closing
down. No, is that
I
right?
I swear.
I love Wix Furniture.
Yeah. Levitt's Furniture is closing down. A few stores are remaining, but no.
Oh, maybe that's the one I like. Yeah. I don't know. One of them.
You love it at Levitt's. I think that's a Kansas thing. That's Midwest.
I always found it creepy that the guys who follow you around a furniture store, like to try to help you out. Like, this one you'll love. Like, well, let me just sit on it and see if I do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm pretty good at telling what's comfortable and what's not on my ass.
And are you assuming that everything in my house is leopard print? Like, how do you know that's what I need?
And then you're never comfortable laying down on a couch or a bed in front of the guy.
Yeah.
Just sits there and
stares. How does that work? They beg you. They plead with you. Please, try the Chatham and Wells. And you're like, no, no.
Oh, man. Well, those guys are all going to be out of work?
I think so.
Oh, boy.
You know, that's what the list says. The Bombay Company, which I used to love. I don't know if you're familiar.
Nice, so.
It's like a Pier 1, you know, exotic tchotchkes, that kind of thing. Closing down its remaining stores. Zales closing down 82 stores and 105 after January. Now, have you heard of a Whitehall?
No. Nope.
Whitehall stores, they're closing down, I
so
guess.
So long.
Yeah, so long, Whitehall. Piercing Pagoda.
I haven't heard of them.
Yeah.
It's
they're
over.
Closing down.
What is a piercing pagoda?
I think piercing pagoda, it's like a teenager ear piercing type place.
In a very sanitary atmosphere of a
Absolutely,
mall?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. Bring in that, you know, Wetzel's pretzel and get your diamond-y earrings. Two for the price of one.
By the way, Wetzel's pretzels is overrated.
Yeah.
I find it those pretzels would be very average.
Yeah.
For the price and the line that's around Wetzel's.
When you're dying for a Wetzel's pretzel.
and that guy who's, you know, spinning the dough and crossing it up, and you know, and he's got a whole routine he does.
Yeah.
Like I'm supposed to be impressed by that.
It's, you know. They're totally overrated. But you know what's great? If you go to the Sherman Oaks Fashion Square, there's always a guy giving out free samples when you're walking to the aisle. And so we will walk back and forth.
But don't they, I mean, a guy your size, and God love you, but you are over 240, right?
Yes.
Okay. Aren't you embarrassed to take free samples? Because haven't you sampled the world?
Yeah. No, it's
you know
free.
What you want?
No, we will go back and forth and keep going to the same guy. Me and my dad will scoop out a couple little pretzel pieces because they're good.
Do you get back in line with those Groucho glasses?
No, we won't even try to fool the guy. I'll just say, I want another one.
So what do you prefer, Wetzel's pretzels or Auntie Anne's?
I like Wetzel's.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Auntie Anne's is, I don't know.
To each his own.
There you go.
Disney is closing down 98 stores with more closing after January.
Oh, see, I love the Disney
store.
So
I don't know
store.
Where you're going to take that little soap.
They closed the one down at Topanga Plaza?
Jesus
Christ.
I wish I knew.
They can't keep Disney stores open every time I go in there. They're jammed.
Yeah.
But nobody's buying anything. We're just playing with the crap.
You know what? Actually, this next one's not going to make you too happy either. Home Depot is closing 15 stores.
No. Yeah. Better not close mine.
Nice job, retards.
I got two Home Depots I go to. I love both of them.
Where am I going
to
get my Vera thing?
I love Home Depot.
Yeah. Well, Macy's is closing 9 stores after January. Linens and Things, shutting down.
So long.
Shutting those doors. Movie Gallery, closing all their stores. Pacific Sunwear, closing stores. Pet Boys closing 33 stores.
Pet Boys going out of... Oh, Jesus.
They're just tightening that belt. 33 stores. Sprint and Nextel closing 133 stores.
Well, that makes sense because nobody has cell phones anymore.
Really?
Oh, and I'm sorry. Everybody in the world has one.
Oh, yeah. Well, JCPenney will be closing a number of stores after January.
That's a mystery on how they stay open. I mean, all they're known for is their gold-toed socks.
You know what? You know what people in Kansas call JCPenney when they're feeling, you know, droll and hilarious? Who wants to go to Jacques Penney?
Jesus.
Because that's
Christ.
About the fanciest thing we've seen in a while.
All right, JCPenney. I like the store, but God almighty, it's time that dinosaur is buried.
Put out to pasture. Ethan Allen is closing 12 stores.
Well, they do.
Ethan Allen?
Yeah.
Trendy furniture. Okay. Yeah. Wilson Leather, for all of your leather needs, you better get it fast.
Wilson's is still around?
Closing down.
They used to have one on the corner of Santa Monica and Wilshire. Remember, there used to be a Wilson's, like a House of Suede or something like that?
Yeah.
And that's
a leather bar.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that's a gay bar.
All right, so long. What else is closing down?
Well, I said Wilson's. A place I used to be an employee of, Sharper Image.
Over?
I was 15, and guess what? They're all gone.
All of them?
Closing down all their stores.
Man. All right.
Yeah. KB Toys is closing 356 stores.
They had that many?
Yeah.
Jesus
Now,
Christ.
Here's my question.
Who's staying open?
No, see, here's my question. How does KB Toys close down almost 400 stores, but Build-A-Bear is still in business?
And why is the toy store closing down before Christmas?
Yeah.
Has somebody made a mistake there? Somebody doesn't know what season it is?
Somebody messed up.
Jesus.
Lowe's is closing down some of their stores, as is somewhere that I know you're just going to shed a couple tears. Dillard's.
I have no idea what that is.
You don't know what a Dillard's is?
No idea.
Oh, that's a regional thing. We have lots of Dillard's.
What is it?
In Kansas. It's like a Jacques Panay.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's not.
Is that it?
That's
the list.
That's the list for
there
today.
There you go. All right, gang. It is over. A lot of businesses going out of business. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what happens when you can't keep those doors open. All right, anything else going on in the news?
That's what's going on.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Now, say what you will about John Popper, the man can really write a song.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, we're going to talk about fast food, the new treats that are out there for the holidays. Randy Wang is the food. What do you call yourself, Mr. Food?
Mr. Fast Food.
Mr. Fast Food. And he knows all the latest trends, what's going on out there, where you get your best deals, your worst deals, what are the hottest dollar menus out there. We're all addicted to it. So you might as well stick around for the next 40 minutes and listen to it, because we all eat it every single day. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Candles burning low, lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice, everywhere we go. Choir singing carols right outside my door.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.